The hardships of the Korean War, like those of the great wars in the decades prior, have faded into the past. What must not fade is the respect we all owe the men and women of Canada's armed forces. Their sacrifices uphold our values and help keep our country safe. The accomplishments of our veterans still shines bright. Thanks in part to 26,000 Canadian service members, 516 of whom never returned home. The Republic of Korea is now free and prosperous. How could we forget the valor of these Canadians? That victory had a steep price, rigorous hardship, time apart from family and loved ones, and for some, the ultimate sacrifice. For over 3 years, Canadian service members fought as one of 16 Allied forces, all doing their country proud. Our government is committed to helping ensure we remember those who fought so valiantly. Earlier this summer, a Conservative MP unveiled a special monument in Korea built to honor the Canadian Armed Forces personnel who fought in the Korean War and those who served between 1953 and 1957, the tense period following the armistice. This tangible symbol stands as a testament to the legacy of Canadian veterans. It's been about 60 years since the Korean War armistice, long past time to remember in a concrete way the Canadian heroes who fought bravely to defend their country and the Republic of Korea, and to uphold freedom, democracy, and the rule of law. That's why our Conservative government declared 2013 the year of the Korean War veteran. One of those heroes was former Yorkton resident Wally Ostman, who chronicled some of his battlefield experiences. Before he died, he left this poignant poem on the Korean War Vets Association of Canada website. Lest we forget the human side of this war, I'd like to read it. The title is A Rite of Passage. A rebellious youth, off in search of adventure, starry-eyed and oh so naive, saw a recruiting poster and thought, "Ah, that's the life for me." Swore his allegiance, trained hard, became a sky soldier, posted overseas to war, in the land of the morning calm, received his baptism of fire when he saw his best friend die in action, suffered the stress and trauma of close quarter battle and hand-to-hand combat, fought the hard fight for almost 2 years, and finally, battle-weary, battle-wise, and battle-worn, returned home a man. You can find Wally's poem at www.kvacanada.com. For information on government programs for all veterans, go to www.veterans.gc.ca. At the latter site, if you are or know a Korean War veteran, you may request a Year of the Korean War Veteran Certificate. The legacy of Canada's Korean War veterans lives on. Today it is upheld by our men and women in uniform. Our Conservative government is proud to join Canadians from coast to coast to coast in remembering their sacrifices and achievements. I'm Gary Breitkreutz, Member of Parliament for Yorkton Melville, wishing you a good day.